morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Todd Lamb. In the Secret Service, I learned it's important to have a plan. That's what's missing in Oklahoma. I have a plan. As governor, I'll be ready to take action and get results on day one.
Todd Lamb's plan. Direct a minimum of 65% of our education dollars to the classroom to improve education and help our kids. Reform our budget process and hold unelected bureaucrats accountable by implementing zero-based budgeting. And work with President Trump to create jobs while diversifying Oklahoma's economy.
I took an oath in the Secret Service to step in the line of fire to protect the president, our republic, and all that America stands for. As governor, I'll fight just as hard to turn Oklahoma around.
Read the details of Todd Lamb's action plan at VoteToddLamb.com. Todd Lamb, a proven pro-life conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb, for governor. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
A moderate Illinois Republican is trying to save the House Farm Bill after GOP conservatives helped sink the bill last week. Central Illinois Republican Rodney Davis, who chairs the moderate Main Street Caucus, is talking with Freedom Caucus conservatives and other GOP factions to revive the Farm Bill, defeated in an unrelated fight over immigration. House leaders have set a June 22nd target date to revote the bill and are talking about votes on a series of immigration bills the same week. Davis tells the Washington Post he hasn't seen an immigration bill that can magically bring everybody together. So where does that leave the House Farm Bill that has no Democratic support?
Some of my colleagues that, you know, are even on my side of the aisle, I frankly don't know what they want because it changes every week and you can't negotiate with somebody who continues to move the goalposts.
Davis says the Farm Bill is caught in two battles, one a House leadership succession fight, and two, a fight over party control of the chamber.
There are some folks that I serve with that I believe put process and their own leadership ambitions above actually getting something done. Because when the process doesn't work and when bills go down, they immediately blame leadership. They immediately blame the folks that I think they don't want to be in leadership anymore. And that's frustrating because we're all in this together. And the sad part is, though, Democrats, even people from agricultural states who have said they want the Farm Bill to pass, they've worked with us on amendments, they've worked with us on process, they're not even any help. They're not working to actually get us any Democrat votes.
Leaving continued Farm Bill uncertainty next month as Senate ag lawmakers start to craft their bill and the legislative clock ticks down to the August recess, election battles, and the end of September expiration of the 14 Farm Bill. In other news, the World Trade Organization says Japan, Russia, and Turkey have all warned the United States about possible trade retaliation for U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. An Agriculture.com article says those tariffs would up the total U.S. tariff bill around the world to $3.5 billion annually. The three countries recently notified the World Trade Organization of their compensation claims. That follows similar moves by the European Union, India, and China. Each filing showed how much the U.S. tariffs would add to the cost of steel and aluminum exports to the United States. Russia says the Trump-imposed tariffs add up to $538 million in duties to its exports. Japan put the amount at $440 million, and Turkey added another $267 million. They all reject the view that the U.S. tariffs are a matter of security concerns and are therefore exempt from WTO rules. Neither Japan or Russia specified how they will retaliate against U.S. exports, but Turkey listed 22 American goods it was planning to target, ranging from nuts, rice, and tobacco to cars and steel products. You got farm news on Ron.
Hey cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.